portrayed in this play are based on actual events. Welcome to the Friday night table of the Cohn family in Wichita, Kansas, where Dorothy isn't the only one dealing with some interesting new friends. Rabbi Yossi Cohn is Executive Educational, Religious, and Managing Director of Nerla Eish Lameach of Kansas. Rabbi Cohn grew up in Borough Park on the corner of 15th Avenue and 36th Street and learned in Torah Tamima in Chaim Berlin until his marriage to Hani Stern of Out of Town. To make matters worse, as newlyweds, they moved to Eretz Yisrael, where they could not even buy a decent loaf of A&B gefilte fish. After a few years in Kollel with Hani tutoring at Mechlelet Esther, Yossi joined the Orla Elof program to ensure a proper parnasa when he returned to the States, and because he was so inspired as a teenager watching the movies, Inspired 1 and 2. Yaakov Solomon is his celebrity hero. Years have passed since that first fateful day the Cohn family arrived in Kansas for only a year. Kanainahara, they have a bunch of kids. Shandy, 12. Nachum, 10. Simcha, 8. Wouldn't want anyone to be able to pronounce those names in Kansas, would we? Hani is now the catering, teaching, driving, cleaning, and programming director of Nerla Eish Sameach and Beit Sabin Challah. Come and meet their guests, the Brenner family. Mark Brenner is an attorney at the firm of Brenner and Fulton. His wife, Julie, is a Pilates instructor, who in her spare time drives her kids to their soccer, t-ball, hockey, and dance lessons. She's very involved in recycling, and they only eat organic vegan produce in their house. And their daughter, Mia. Okay. So come and get a glimpse of Shabbos on the front lines.
Mom, I'm starving. When are the guests coming?
Honey, I told them 6:30 and it's 5:45. They should be here any minute.
Ooh, I see a car driving up.
Shh. We're supposed to pretend they're walking here.
Hello, Shabbat Shalom. Welcome and come in.
Hi.
How are you? It's so good to see you. I'm so glad you're here. Is Mark here with you guys? Hi everyone. Actually, Mark is working a little late. He should be here soon. And Dylan had a soccer game, so we let him sleep over at a friend's house. Okay. But we picked out a delicious 7-layer cake. I know you told me 2 bakeries, but I was out, so I just Googled kosher bakery, and there was one right around the corner from the mall.
Star Bakery.
Kosher style. No actual hamster. Oh, thank you. That's so wonderful. Okay, let me take your coat. You know what? Let me take this to the kitchen and you just put your stuff down anywhere. It's fine. Hi, let me introduce the kids to you. Flowers. Shandy, go put this in the special box. That's Shandy.
When she comes back, we'll introduce her.
All right, that's all. Sit down. Come on.
Mommy, come sit down.
Mommy,
nice to see you. Oh, now you can sit next to Julie. So here's Shandy. She's 13.
Oh, Shandy, that's such a cool name. You're 13. Were you bat mitzvah yet?
I just loved my bat mitzvah. It was so meaningful. I can't wait till Mia turns 13.
I celebrated last year when I turned 12. So what was your Torah portion? I really just had a small party at home.
Oh, right, I forgot you Orthodox don't do that. Yeah.
Julie, what was your Torah portion?
I
think it had something to do with leprosy.
Oh, that is so meaningful.
Okay, well, here is Nachum, who's 10, and Simcha, who's 8.
Oh, so Nachum and Simcha, I got it. So this is Mia.
Mia.
And Mia is 8, and Dylan is 10. So, Simcha, why did you guys move all the way here to Kansas? I mean, it sounds like your mom and dad have these New York accents.
To make you from.
She just means that. He just means that we came here to teach Jews about their heritage. So why don't we get started with our Shabbat meal? Shalom aleichem. That we're going to now go into the kitchen and we're going to wash our hands and so that we can eat our challah.
Oh, the phone, my phone. Oh, that must be Mark. I'll just answer it quickly. Mark, yes, I'll just, yeah, this is how you get here. Yeah, you make a right on Smith. Sure, we're waiting for you. Oh, bye.
Sorry.
That's cool.
Okay, now that we're going to wash our hands. This week's Parsha.
Voracious.
Okay, so can you tell us, how did Hashem create Adam?
He made him from the dust of the earth and blew a soul into him.
Wow, I can't believe they teach you guys that. We believe in evolution.
My children, they go to yeshiva, and that's the Jewish and Torah view on creation. And, you know, to make a long story short, you wouldn't want your great uncle to be a monkey, would you? And now it's time for
I take
yummy.
Pride Good in year. My ancestors.
Mia, are you hungry?
Yes.
We have yummy chicken soup.
Mia, who have you been texting?
Nachum, can you help me in the kitchen?
Yes, Mom.
Mommy, do they really not believe in Hashem?
Oh, it seems so. Isn't that sad?
Mommy, are the guests at risk?
So I think you've got the gist. Just don't forget the next time your guests come with cut flowers, tray cookies, cell phones, and Game Boys, when you turn the lights on and off 10 times, because they just don't get it when you say, oh, we don't touch the lights on Shabbos. when they ask you if they can jog on Rosh Hashanah while holding their car keys and cell phone, or you find that they're not actually Jewish over Kiddush, that we've all been there, you definitely need to keep a sense of humor, an opaque vase in the break front so they can't see you haven't put water in the flowers. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.